I'm Rosina Motala, and I was born in South Africa and moved to Minnesota 15 years ago, and I now live in Woodbury. I had a very nice childhood growing up. I grew up with lots of cousins. I come from a huge family. My dad is one of 11 siblings, and we kind of cousins, we were all friends. We grew up on my grandmother's farm. We got together during the summer times. So that always brings back good memories for me. Something that I wish my kids had here, because everybody lives still in South Africa. And I guess, you know, it would have been nice if they could have had that same experience that I had growing up. The role of Islam in South Africa was actually pretty strong, even though Muslims are a minority in the country. Due to apartheid, I grew up in the apartheid time, and we used to live in a town where, which was predominantly Muslim. So it was a very strong point in our lives, because we went to Islamic schools, we had the madrasas, and majority of our neighbors were Muslims, so I guess it was a very nice experience to be able to live amongst that. I guess growing up in apartheid South Africa was different. We had to live in certain areas, we had to go to certain schools, we had different movie theaters that we would go to, different parks that we were allowed to go to, getting onto, you know, even the transportation system. We could only use specific buses. We couldn't get onto the buses that were for whites. It didn't really affect us that much, I guess, while we were younger. But as we grew up, we started seeing the unfairness of things, because we were part of a community and a country that we all contributed towards. And I guess, you know, during high school time, there were a lot of protests and things started changing, but it took a long time for change. It didn't affect us religiously in any way. Politically, I guess it did. I think it made us stronger Muslims too, because wanting to fight for what was right. And then I guess when the government did change, it didn't change for the better. Things got a little worse, which was unfortunate. In my personal opinion, I think the reason the country didn't take off the way it should have was because the transition period from one government to another was very quick. It was basically handed over. So we had a very inexperienced government coming in and not knowing what to do and how to run the country. And I think if things were done a little different, the situation would be a lot better now than it already is. I moved to the United States in 1996, and we came directly from South Africa to Minnesota. My husband was offered a contracting job. He was offered a job in many different states, but he wanted to come to Minnesota because it was a smaller state. And growing up, I mean, living in Johannesburg, it's a huge city, so he wanted to get away from, you know, the rat race and the traffic. I guess when I arrived, it was the end of summer. It was still really nice. And then we experienced our first winter. That was a shocker, but I guess we're used to it. You get used to the cold, and it is a beautiful state. When we first moved, it was a little different. The nice thing was to know that there were many Muslims already in Minnesota. I didn't think there were going to be very many Muslims. The first winter, it was a little different. It was lonely because we didn't know too many people coming here, and you know, the transportation system here in Minnesota is not very good if you live out in the suburbs. So when we just came, we had one car. It was kind of hard to get to places. I guess for me, the highlight was the weekends, going to the Islamic centers, meeting with other Muslims, socializing.
How did that compare to South Africa?
Very different, because you saw people every day. You know, friends, neighbors, people who live close by, we would get together. there was always this social connection that mm-hmm. we had. And I guess, you know, moving to any new place, mm-hmm. you have to adapt mm-hmm. and make changes. And it takes time. Well, I guess in South Africa, you know, living close to the mosque, you could go 5 times a day and you'd meet people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of the distance and depending on how far you live from the mosque, mm-hmm. you would only see people once or twice a week at Juma mm-hmm. or at, you know, on Sundays when everybody was at the centers. I guess my life in Minnesota versus my life in South Africa is a lot different. In South Africa, people were a lot more aware of Islam, about who Muslims were and what they did. The challenges I guess I faced was, you know, my worry for my kids, wanting them to be in a more Islamic environment, mm-hmm. Something that I was fortunate to have. Mm-hmm. And I guess the challenge for me was to try and ensure that they had a good Islamic structure, and they were also involved with other Muslims, which wasn't very possible because we had to wait the whole week before we could meet with other Muslims mm-hmm. initially. When I came to Minnesota, the one thing that I did find was people were not very aware of Muslims and Islam mm-hmm. and, you know, dressing in hijab and going out. People would look at you, stare at you. Mm-hmm. They weren't very familiar with Muslims. And for me, it was a little worrying because, for my kids especially, mm-hmm. you know, them noticing this and going to schools and not seeing a lot of Muslim kids. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, for me, I had to be very strong. And I felt that here, one had to be stronger than you would be back home. Mm-hmm. Because suddenly, you don't have the support that you had. You're kind of on your own mm-hmm. until you kind of form a connection with other Muslims. Mm-hmm. And it was, in the beginning, it was challenging. But alhamdulillah, it got easier. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, my kids did pretty well. They adapted, they adjusted, and alhamdulillah, they turned out to be good kids. I think the nice thing about Minnesota, it's a very family-orientated state. There's a lot of things for families to do. The summers here are really nice. The parks, the biking trails, the walking trails. We do a lot of outdoor stuff in the summer. We go camping. So for me, in the summer, Minnesota is the nicest place. My life in Minnesota today is very fulfilling. I volunteer a lot in different organizations. I'm also a mentor for a youth group. And I try to keep busy in a good way by trying to give back to the community, Muslim and non-Muslim communities. I work with a lot of single moms who need help financially, emotionally. Mm-hmm. And I guess, inshallah, it's one of my dreams to be able to open up either a shelter or a center for single moms to come to, where we can educate them either to study further so that they can find better jobs to better their lives and ease their mm-hmm. burdens. The unfortunate thing is a lot of Muslim women, you know, come from back home and they don't further their studying once they get married and have children. Mm-hmm. And then they run into problems, and when they get divorced, they're stuck. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good for us to be able to have something like this where we can educate them, where they're not dependent on anybody. Mm-hmm. I volunteer at the mosque. I teach Islamic studies, the advanced Islamic studies. I've been volunteering at the Masjid As-Salam for close to 11 years now. I volunteered at the ICM of Minnesota when we first came to the United States. And I do a lot of breast cancer walks, bike rides. So I'm very active, and I also run my own business. I run an in-home daycare preschool, and it's 5 days a week. It's something I wanted to do. I'm very fond of kids, so I enjoy it. My daughter actually started this youth group, she and a friend of hers, and they are about 12 youth. And every month they go to some to a different organization doing something. Mm-hmm. Some of the things they've done was Feed My Starving Children. We've done the senior home where we go and they do crafts and they play bingo with the seniors, which is pretty nice because the seniors are so lonely and they're mm-hmm. really excited about people coming to spend time with them. Mm-hmm. We've done the Second Harvest. They volunteer for Relay for Life, mm-hmm. Where they get to stay up all night and walk around the field. Mm-hmm. They have to raise money for cancer. They've done the Mother's Day breast cancer walk. They volunteered over there. Mm-hmm. They also do a lot of fun things. We do a lot of we go tenpin bowling, ice skating, mm-hmm. rollerblading. I like to organize social get-togethers for Muslim communities, so we organize a bowling night or for families to get together and go. Then we go out for pizza after that. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, we organize a lot of barbecues and outings to the park. Mm-hmm. One of the things we want to do this year is have a large camping group go out. I think social activities in the Muslim community is very important because it gives us a chance to connect with one another and to socialize and to get to know one another better. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important, and a lot of us do it because we want our kids to have interaction with other Muslim kids and families too. Mm-hmm. And I also think, you know, it's nice for our kids to know that we can go out and have fun and still be Muslims, mm-hmm. and not forget your religion. I guess the unfortunate thing about September 11th was when suddenly Muslims were in the limelight, and that's when Muslims in America started going out to give dawah actively to say, this is who we are and this is not we are, what mm-hmm. we are. Mm-hmm. And I feel that I can be a more active Muslim mm-hmm. than I was in South Africa.
How do you think 9/11 impacted the Muslim community here?
Well, I guess there were advantages and disadvantages. Mm-hmm. I guess the disadvantages was that, you know, Muslims were looked upon in a negative light. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a very nice time for Muslims worldwide during that time. But then again, the advantage of that and the upside of it was that suddenly people knew who Muslims were, and Islam, you know, Islam was on everybody's mouths, mm-hmm. you know. People were talking about Islam, about the religion, about what Muslims did. And I guess, you know, the Muslims did a lot of good work after that. The Muslim community in Minnesota has evolved, yes, definitely. I don't know, I found when I came 14 years ago, there weren't as many Muslims as there are now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more mosques than there were. And I think that I see a lot of Muslims going out into the non-Muslim environments to try and make people understand, get a better understanding about Islam and the religion. Clearing misconceptions in the Muslim community. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think, you know, sometimes a lot of Muslims, unfortunately, confuse culture with their religion. And a lot of people who come from different countries bring their cultural backgrounds and, you know, put it in, mix it with their religious backgrounds. And that causes a lot of confusion amongst Muslims. And I think it's very important for us to educate Muslims about their religion as well, mm-hmm. before we can even go out and educate the non-Muslim about Islam. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of misconceptions about Muslims. I do a lot of talks about Islam. A lot of the misconceptions are about women in Islam. I always find that a lot of people seem to feel that we Muslim women are oppressed. And yet once you explain to them the rights of Muslim women, they are impressed because a lot of religions don't have those rights. And I think in the past years, a lot of organizations have stepped out to clear a lot of the misconceptions. And it's also nice to know that, you know, a lot of people are taking the initiative to learn about Islam. We have a lot of church groups that come to the mosque to learn about the religion. And in the last few years, it's been very interesting because some of the kids from the church groups even know the five principles of Islam, the six pillars of Iman. Mm-hmm. So they do study Islam to know what Islam really is.